Welcome back. We are up to Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 8, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Shabbos. We continue to discuss the minimum amounts of things that you can carry from one domain to a next. So, Hamotz Yayin Gedei Mezigas Akos. Person who takes an undiluted cup of wine outside is going to be liable if it's enough that when it's mixed with three parts of water, it will produce a total of a cupful of diluted wine, which is about a revius. So, if it's like 1/4 of a revius of this undiluted wine, then it's going to be a problem. Chalav Kedei Gmiya. Person who takes milk outside is liable if it's enough for a person to swallow in one gulp. And devash kadei litein al hakasas, if you have honey. So if you have enough honey to apply it to a sore. Shemen kadei lasuch ever katan. Oil, as long as it's enough to rub on a small limb. Mayim kadei lashuf bahem es ha kilor. Water, as long as it's enough to rub in into collyrium, which is some sort of an eye ointment. So if you have enough water to rub into this collyrium, then that would be a problem of carrying, right? So basically the way it would work is that water was mixed with like these certain herbs that created this ointment. And so if you want to be liable for carrying water, you have to carry enough that you could produce this substance with for one single application to one eye. And so that's how much water you need. Ushar kol hamashkin berevias. And for all the other liquids, the minimum amount that you'll be liable for is a revias. And for all wastewater, the minimum amount is also revius. Wastewater is usually only used for things, the Mefarshim explained, like making clay or something like that. So for that use, so the revius of water is the minimum that is going to be considered significant. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kulan berevius, the minimum amount for everything is revius. Velo amru kol ashir and halalu ela limatzni ehen. The measure listed above, each of which is less than a revius. So all of these measurements that were less than a revius were set only in regard to those who store these small amounts. But if a person stores one of these liquids in the amount that was listed, so he'd be liable for carrying that amount because he has shown that he considers it significant. But for all other people, the minimum is just generally going to be a revius. And now says the Mishnah further, Hamotzi Chevel Kedei Lasos Ozen Lekupa. A person who takes a rope outside is going to be liable if it's long enough to make it into a handle for a basket. Gemi Kedei Lasos Talai Lenafa Vilichvara. If a person has reed grass and it's enough to make a hanging loop on a sifter or a sieve, Rabbi Huda says, Kadeli told me meno midas minal katan. So the minimum amount for either of these things, a rope or reed grass, is enough to measure the size of a child's shoe. That's going to be the shear, and then the Mishnah says further, niyar kedei lichtov alav kesher mochsin. If a person takes paper outside, he's liable if it's a large enough to write a toll collector's sign on it or something of the like. When a person would pay a toll to cross the river, a toll collector would give him this receipt, so a piece of paper, which we understand what a receipt is, and then he could give this to the toll collector on the other side to show that he had already paid. So this is the smallest quantity of paper that has a significant use. And then v'hamotzi kesher mochsin chayav, and a person who takes out a toll collector sign, then he is going to be liable. Niar machuk kedei lichroch al pit sloches katana shel palyaton. A person who carries paper that has writing that was erased, so that's and that it's no longer like fitting for writing. So he's liable if it's large enough to wrap over the opening of a small bottle of myrrh, like a type of perfume, to sell it. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day.